Division Street Boutique in Detroit sells locally made clothes inspired by the city. Musician Tyler Baldwin started the shop a few years ago with two of his friends. He says Detroit is a good place to get a business idea off the ground.
There's a lot of opportunity to be the only one doing something, you know, like my music is I'm the only person that makes music like that. Our t-shirts are the only t-shirts that are like the way they are. It's just a completely original opportunity to be unique and express yourself because there's not a lot of people doing it.
And he says the poverty of Detroit helps his creativity.
There's just an aspect of complete desolation and isolation that makes you search within and become more intuitive, and basically you just get inspired to create something because there's nothing here.
Baldwin isn't the only one using inspiration to stimulate Detroit's economy. BizDemieux trains and funds entrepreneurs to help them start their businesses. CEO Ross Sanders says new businesses are changing the city's economy.
It's important for that shift to happen because for a long time, the city of Detroit has relied on the auto companies. And they've had kind of an employee mentality. And what we're really trying to do is create an entrepreneurial mentality. It's great to be an employee. Everybody needs to have good employees. But entrepreneurs don't just fill a job, they create jobs.
John Mock of Wayne State University says progress is taking place in downtown Detroit.
There's no question that there's a new energy, there's new investment, there's expanded population. Step by step, there's significant improvements being made in the center of Detroit.
He says new shops and busy offices downtown signal a rejuvenated economic core. But outside downtown Detroit, he says the city tells another story. Mock says poverty and dilapidation are the norm across a 130-square-mile area. Downtown Detroit, he says, is alone in turning a page.
The page that hasn't been turned is in the parts of the city with which Detroit's problems are associated. Dysfunctional families, poverty, low income, abandonment, poor schools, drug addiction. That doesn't exist to any major degree in the core area. That exists in the other 130 square miles.
But he says the growth of Detroit's economic core may, in time, drive the wider economy forward with it. Deva Hennessy for VOA News, Detroit.